This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the losing sectors on Wall Street today on, as I said, an otherwise not so bad day was the privately run prison business. Shares of Corrections Corporation of America, for just one example, closed off 35% after the Department of Justice said it is going to stop using and contracting with those private prisons. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more now on why.
Two reasons. One, the Department of Justice says it doesn't need them anymore. There are fewer inmates in the federal prison system, and DOJ expects that number to drop even more. For reason number two, here's Julie Samuels of the Justice Policy Center at the Urban Institute.
There have been issues about security and safety, and there also have been issues raised about the conditions and the services provided.
Issues like more lockdowns, poor quality food, sexual misconduct. And DOJ said today those issues were enough to make them want to just phase out for-profit prisons. As contracts expire, Justice won't renew or will try to reduce how much the companies are doing. And speaking of profits,
the Justice Department planning to stop using private prisons, and that is sending the prison stock sharply lower.
Stocks for private prison companies like the GEO Group and Corrections Corporation of America tanked today. Rashad Robinson watched them tumble with glee. He's executive director of the online organizing platform Color of Change and has been pushing companies to divest from for-profit prisons.
Well, we do think that it's going to harm the private prison industry, but that's actually the point here.
But this probably isn't going to put these companies out of business. Height Securities analyst Daniel Hansen says the federal prisons aren't the only way these companies make money.
They make it at the state level, they make it through selling prison services, they make it through administering jails, and they make it with dealing with other federal agencies like Immigration and Customs,
which aren't covered under this new rule. Hansen estimates the loss of DOJ business will cost the industry 10 to 20% in lost profits over the next 5 years. We reached out to the major for-profit prisons for an interview. One of them, Corrections Corporation of America, responded with a written statement saying their facilities are equal to or better the ones run by the feds. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.